This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
You've been travelling around New South Wales, and after a few years of drought, what sort of impact have you seen?
I was talking to a Christian farmer recently who said that he was struggling to pray for rain because he didn't know whether he could cope with being disappointed again. But by the same token, I've also seen Christian farmers who are going, well, it's my Christian faith that allows me to survive this sort of thing.
You work for Scripture Union.
Yep.
What was the response to the campaign last year to send kids to camp?
Oh, look, it was so encouraging because oftentimes on this side of the mountains, we kind of feel like we're forgotten. You know, I've been out here 10 years now and I hadn't realised till I moved out here just how disconnected we are from Sydney. And when people from Sydney are going, I know that my brothers and sisters in the country are hurting and I want to help, that lifts their spirits, that encourages them, you know, they're not forgotten.
We can't send rain, but we could be sending hay, could be sending water. What's the significance of these camps?
I think the word that comes to mind when I think of these camps is respite. You know, you can imagine the Christmas school holiday, 6 weeks sitting at home on the farm with nothing to do because they can't afford to go out, they can't afford to go on holidays, they can't afford to go to the movies or do anything, and they've got the daily grind of having to make sure that the stock are fed, make sure that, you know, the water is kept up to the water troughs and things like that. And so to be able to say, well, okay, you can have a break from that for a week and just go and be a normal kid. Just go and have fun and hang out with other kids your age. And I think it's also respite for mum and dad, you know, because they can go, oh, my kids can go away and have some fun and I can give them a break. And I think it lifts their spirits because they don't feel so guilty. They don't feel so bad for, you know, the fact that their kids don't have the things that they want to give them, you know.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.